The Colours of All the Cattle, written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by Adjoa Ando. Mr. JLB Matekoni, owner of Klokweng Road Speedy Motors and one of the finest mechanics in Botswana, if not the finest, was proud of his wife, Precious Ramotswe, progenitor and owner of the number one ladies' detective agency. Many men are proud of their wives in one way or another, although not all of them are as vocal in their pride as their wives might like them to be. This is a failing of men, and must be added to the list of men's failings, although all of us have failings and weaknesses, men and women alike, and it is not always helpful to point them out. But of Mr. JLB Matekoni's pride in Ma Ramotswe, there could be little doubt. Sometimes, for instance, he would just gaze at her in silence and think, "There is no other lady quite like Ma Ramotswe in all Botswana." That thought alone filled him with pride, just as much as it was a comfort to him. To think that of all the women in the country, she should have come into his life. That was a humbling realization, and reminded him of just how great a role chance plays in our human existence. It could so easily have been otherwise. She might have decided not to go out on that fateful day on which they had met. She might have gone elsewhere, encountered somebody else altogether, and married that somebody else. And yet, she had not. They had met, and after a great deal of anxious hesitation, he had, eventually, plucked up enough courage to ask her to be his wife. And she, oh, heaven-sent good fortune, had agreed. As to his pride, there were so many reasons for this. Ma Ramotswe was a fine-looking woman, a woman of traditional build, a woman of sound and sensible views, a woman who embodied all that was praiseworthy in the national character. Yet she was also human. She was reluctant to condemn other people for not being quite as good as they might be. She was not one to expect unattainable standards. She understood that many of us would like to be better in our personal lives, but somehow could not seem to achieve it. She recognized that sometimes the best we could do was simply to muddle through, getting some things right, but also getting many things wrong. She knew all that, and was never too quick to blame or offer reproach. She was kind. She was forgiving. She did not think that people should be punished too severely for their actions, as long as they acknowledged that what they had done was wrong. "If you punish someone harshly," she said, "then you are simply inflicting more pain on the world. You are also punishing not only that person, but his family and the people who love him. You are punishing yourself, really, because we are all brothers and sisters in this world. Whether we know it or not, we are all citizens of the same village."